Hello, hello. This is your DJ Tia, and welcome to The Scoop. I love everything about holidays, having some downtime on my own and being with my loved ones. But above all, I love the food the most. And like I said yesterday, I got a little puffy during the holidays. In other words, it's time for all of us to lose some holiday weight. Of course, eating healthier and exercising would be the best option, but for those of you out there who have your very own unique way to lose weight, today's your day to share your ideas on air. Text us if you have any tips for losing the extra holiday weight. I'm also curious to find out what they might be, so send in your texts. This is Tia, and The Scoop begins now. Let's start off the show with We Cool by Martine. Hey, I'm trying to turn the skateboard to a yacht so I can sail away with all the homies that I got. No more couch surfing, catch a wave and get a spot. Today is Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. The Scoop is aired every day from 7 to 8 p.m. How's your Thursday going? Tell me all about it. As for today's participation, send us your text and or photos all about our topic of the day, losing holiday weight. How do you lose weight that you gain during the holidays? 연휴 때 찌운 살들을 다시 빼는 나만의 비법. 아, 저는 개인적으로 생활에서 좀 쉽게 실천할 수 있는 운동을 좋아하는 것 같아요. 뭐 운전을 하는 것보다 산책을 한다든지 엘리베이터보다 계단을 선택한다든지 이런 사소한 이 운동을 조금씩 보태면은 이게 쌓이고 쌓이고 쌓이다 보면은 운동이 되거든요. So for me personally, I like to try exercising on a daily basis, not like going to the gym, but maybe walking over taking the car or maybe using the stairs over the elevator and something small like that. So let me know what your tips are. 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시면 되고요. 추첨을 통해 선물 드릴게요. Send in your messages throughout the next hour to #1013. It's 51 per message. And if you send us a long text or a picture, it costs 100 won. Or for free on the TBS EFM app. Let us know if you have any song requests as well. 혹시 신청곡도 있으면 꼭 보내주세요. 짧은 문자는 50원, 긴 문자나 사진은 100원입니다. Plus, we have a special event for all of you. We're looking for creative ideas for my nickname on air. Text us or DM us on Instagram, thescoop1013, and become a lucky winner of free pizza and a phone call with me. 저의 새 별명을 지어주시는 분들 중에 이제 추첨을 통해 무료 피자와 전화 연결의 기회를 드리니까 많은 참여 부탁드리겠습니다. Like I mentioned earlier, today's topic is returning to your usual weight after the holidays. Keep your texts coming in throughout the show and we'll take a quick music break. Please enjoy Breaking All the Rules by Christian French. Now, The Scoop is an interactive show, and we want to connect with every one of you. I'm waiting by the phone to hear from you. You can call us at 02-778-1013. Joining us tonight is Yeonmi. Hello, and thank you for joining us. 여보세요?
Hello.
Oh, hello. I see. Can you give us a quick introduction? 혹시 본인 소개 좀 부탁드려도 될까요?
아, 네. 제가 영어 잘 못하지만 영어로 해보겠습니다.
아, 네네네. 좋아요.
네. I live in Ansan City. My English name is Julie. I'm an office worker in the elementary school. Nice to meet you.
Oh, so very nice to meet you, Julie. 아, 안산에 사시는 줄리님. 너무 네네. 반갑습니다. 아, 그래도 감사합니다. 영어 이렇게 조금씩 하면서 이렇게 무작정 하는 게 가장 좋거든요, 배우는 거에.
네.
그러면은
바로 저희 오늘 주제로 넘어가 볼 건데 올해 네. 추석 때 갈비찜 말고도 혹시 맛있는 거 많이 드셨나요?
I ate 갈비찜 with my boyfriend again and again because he doesn't like a lot of food. For example, 소고기 뭇국, 도토리묵, 잡채, 전, things like that. So I cooked only 갈비찜.
Oh, that's so sweet. You cooked especially for your boyfriend. 아, 남자친구분이 가리는 음식이 많아가지고 갈비찜을 하셨군요.
네, 너무 많아요.
저도 약간 그런 쪽이어가지고 할 말은 없네요, 제가. 야채를 잘 안 먹어가지고. 아, 그러면은 혹시 추석 때 많이 먹잖아요. 그러면은 만약에 살이 조금 쪘다 싶으면은 뭐 특별히 다이어트 하는 방법이 있을까요?
네, I think they are eating less or skip a meal, also working out. But most people usually do exercise. So if we eat a lot of food for Korean Thanksgiving Day, we must lose weight fast. The point is eating less or skip a meal the best way to lose weight. 급진 급바라고 생각합니다.
Ah, I see, I see. That makes total sense, Julie. So when you eat a lot of food over the holidays, you think it's good to smaller your proportions so that you don't eat as much so that it can kind of balance out, right? 약간 밸런스를 찾는 느낌인 거죠?
네.
아, 그렇죠. 예, 아무래도 운동도 매우 중요하기는 한데 이 식이요법이 좀 중요하긴 하니까요.
네, 식기가 매우 중요하다고 생각합니다.
그렇죠. Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. Julie, before we go, I just want to ask if you have anything you'd like to say to us. 혹시 저희한테 하고 싶은 말씀이 따로 있을까요?
네, I listen to this radio channel whenever I have free time. When I watch live broadcast, Scoop, she's really beautiful. And her voice color that I like is very nice.
Oh.
So I hope Tia will host in this channel for a long time.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Julie. That's so sweet. 정말 너무 감동이고 감사드려요. 제가 원래 제 목소리를 그렇게 좋아하는 편은 아니었는데 이렇게 좋은 평을 해주셔가지고 제가 너무 감사드립니다.
감사합니다.
감사합니다. 그러면은 마지막으로 Do you have a song you would like to listen to? 신청곡 따로 있을까요?
성시기 형의 처음처럼 부탁드립니다.
아, 알겠습니다. 이거 바로 틀어드리겠습니다. Thank you so much for calling in, Julie. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, Julie was so cute. Thank you so much. We're going to turn on Julie's requested song right away. This is 처음처럼 by 성시기 형. You're tuning into The Scoop on TBS EFM 101.3. As I mentioned in the opening, we're open to what you have to say. Send us your messages about today's topic, losing that extra weight. 연휴 때 찌우던 살들을 빼낸 나만의 방법. Alright, and also we have our Cherry on Top quiz. Every day from Monday through Friday, we're going to give you some funny, unexpected quizzes before we wrap up the first half of the show. Text in if you know the answers. We'll be giving away free coffee coupons for those of you who get them correct. 퀴즈를 듣고 맞춰주시면 커피 쿠폰 드리고 있으니까 많은 참여 부탁드려요. Here is today's quiz. What do you call it when it's windy outside but in a cute way?
바람이 귀엽게 불면 뭘까요? 바람이 귀엽게 불면 뭘까요?
이거 너무 재밌으니까 많은 참여 부탁드려요. 참여해주시면 추첨을 통해 선물 드립니다. 매주 월요일 저희 플레이리스트 게시판에 발표합니다.
If you participate, you might be the lucky winner of gifts. We announce the winners every Monday through our playlist website, tbs.seoul.kr.
So send us a text if you know the answer. You can reach us at Instagram, thescoop1013. Text sharp1013. It costs 50 won, or call 02-778-1013. All right, and let's take attendance.
장꾸님, 안녕하세요, 티아. 아, 안녕하세요. 오늘 1등이시네요. 너무너무 반가워요.
Silly Serious, 오늘 출첵 1등인 줄 알았는데 아니네요. 유유. 아우, 괜찮아요. 그래도 가깝게 1등 아닌 2등을 하셨으니까 그래도 빨리 들어오셨네요. 감사합니다. 후, 너무너무 좋아요.
Vaso, hello. Hi, Vaso. Hope you're doing well. Adrian, hey everyone. Just dropping by for today. See you.
Oh, hi Adrian. Thank you so much for stopping by, at least just for a short moment. Thank you all for sending in those messages. I'll be back with the second part of the show after listening to this quick song. Let's listen to 그냥 조금 by 오반 자카파.
그냥 조금 난 맘이 답답한 것뿐이야 자꾸 먹먹해지는 너뿐이야
This is The Scoop and I'm DJ Tia. If you want to listen to any of the older episodes of The Scoop 다시 듣기, you could find us on Naver Audio Clip, 팟빵 or podcast. Simply search TBS EFM The Scoop. These are all smartphone apps that you could download for free and tune into our show at any time.
다시 듣기는 네이버 오디오 클립, 팟빵, 팟캐스트에서 TBS EFM The Scoop 검색하시면 들으실 수 있습니다.
We also want to give you the mic, so give me a call. The number is 02-778-1013. Once again, it's 02-778-1013. We'll be waiting by the phones.
전화 연결해 주신 분들께 피자 쿠폰 드립니다.
Please text in your stories to sharp1013.
사연이랑 신청곡도 받고 있으니까 샵1013으로 많이 보내주세요. 참여해 주시면 추첨을 통해 커피 드립니다. 커피 쿠폰 드립니다.
If you participate, you might be the lucky winner of free coffee coupons. And if you have any song requests, you can reach us at Instagram, thescoop1013. Text sharp1013. It costs 50 won, or call 02-778-1013.
We have some more messages. 우주 keep going. 안녕하세요. 추석 잘 보내셨나요? 저는 몸무게가 늘었답니다.
Hello, did you have nice 추석 holiday? I gained some weight.
괜찮습니다. 모든 사람들이 다 똑같이 이제 몸무게가 늘어났을 거기 때문에 무효입니다. 무효.
It doesn't count because everyone gained weight. 7289.
Hello, Tia. 명절 연휴 잘 보내셨나요? 164번째 출첵이요. 와, 164번째. 와, 너무 반갑습니다. 네, 저는 명절 너무 재밌게 잘 보냈고요. 맛있는 거 많이 먹었습니다. 갈비, 조기 정말 맛있고 비싼 거 다 모아서 한꺼번에 다 먹었습니다.
Alright, make sure that you know the topic for today. The topic is losing that extra holiday weight.
연휴 때 찌우던 살들을 빼는 나만의 비법. 뭐 운동일 수도 있고요. 나만의 뭐 특별한 음식이라든지 뭐 어떤 사람들은 식초, 홍초 같은 거를 마시면은 소화가 잘 돼서 다이어트 잘 된다고 하더라고요.
뭐 tell me your special tips for dieting. I want to know. And don't forget the quiz, cherry on top quiz. What do you call it when it's windy outside but in a cute way?
바람이 귀엽게 불면 뭘까요? 모두 모두 샵1013으로 보내주시면 됩니다.
It only costs 50 won. We'll be back after listening to a few words from our sponsor.
This is It's Magical by The Barberettes.
That was It's Magical by The Barberettes. It really is such a magical song. Just listening to it, I felt like I was in a fairy tale.
되게 동화적인 느낌의 노래였던 것 같아요.
공주가 되는 기분이었습니다. All right, let's take a look at some of our messages for our topic today. Let me mention the topic is losing that extra holiday weight. 연휴 때 찌우던 살들을 빼는 나만의 비법. All right, Uju, keep going. I think heartbreaking is the best way to lose weight, but I don't recommend it, of course. Since I don't have anything that concerns me these days, it's hard for me to lose weight. Oh, that makes sense. I mean, because a lot of people, some people, when they're stressed, they don't have an appetite. But other people, they actually get more of an appetite too. It works both ways. 맞아요. 스트레스를 받으면은 이제 식욕이 없어지는 사람도 있고 생기는 사람도 있죠. Vaso, I never gain weight, so I can't recommend any personal tips on losing weight. But I think exercise is a good solution. Lucky. You're so very lucky, Vaso. Not to ever worry about gaining weight. 살을 안... 못 찌는 사람들 있잖아요. 체질적으로 이제 살이 안 찌는 사람들 너무 부러워요. Oh, you're so lucky. 이도. Taking the stairs instead of the elevator, if possible, was a good way to lose weight. Adding short spurts of exercise can be good. Maybe doing squats while watching the TV too. I do this too. I actually like to do squats or... like push-ups or small types of exercise while watching TV. It's a really effective way. Also, our writer is saying, taking the stairs actually works when you want to lose weight in a short period of time. I take 20 flights of stairs every day when I need to do so. 저희 작가님이 살 뺄 때 이제 계단을 이제 오르락내리락 하시는데 20 flights of stairs, 20층을 왔다 갔다 매일 하는 거는 너무 힘들 것 같아요, 작가님. 그래서 날씬하신가 봐요. That's why our writer is so skinny. All right, make sure you send in more messages regarding today's topic of losing that extra holiday weight. Also, don't forget to send in your answers to our cherry on top quiz. What do you call it when it's windy outside but in a cute way?
바람이 귀엽게 불면 뭘까요? 샵 1013으로 많은 정답을 보내주세요.
It only costs 51. We also have a very important announcement regarding COVID-19. It is of great concern that the virus is spreading throughout the country despite the quarantine schemes implemented by the government. We want to advise you to stay home and avoid crowded places. If you must leave for holiday destinations, please wear masks and practice proper social distancing measures. And upon return, please take virus tests regardless of symptoms. If we stay put, the virus won't spread. Let's be cooperative and committed to curbing the increase of COVID-19. I'll be back with more after listening to The Reason Why by J.P. Cooper. That was I Can Feel It by Gold Link. And it's now time to announce our cherry on top answer. Woo, who's ready? All right, our answer is 분당. Woo, let's see who got our question right. 0255 분당. 네, 맞습니다. 바람이 분당. 5466님 정답 분당. 위염 탈수 증세로 출근도 못하고 있습니다. 모두 건강하세요. The answer is 분당. I couldn't go to work today because of my stomach and dehydration. Stay healthy, everyone.
얼른 나아지시길 바랍니다. 아프지 마세요. 아프면 안 됩니다. 혼납니다. 저 혼낼 거예요. 아프지 마요.
I hope you feel better. 물 많이 드세요. Would you keep going?
귀엽게 부는 바람? 정답은 혹시 분당인가요? 네, 맞습니다. 분당 맞아요. 2589님, 귀여부러 분당. 코로나로 우울한 요즘 발랄한 노래 듣고 싶어요. 돌핀 신청합니다. 큐트 분당.
I've been feeling blue due to COVID these days. Could I request some cheerful song? Dolphin.
아, 맞아요. 아, 돌핀 너무 좋죠. 오마이걸. 너무 귀엽고 되게 우울할 때 들으면은 저도 기분이 좋아지더라고요. 이거 꼭 틀어드리겠습니다.
Alright, and let's look at what our answer is and why it is. So, If you remember, yesterday the answer was Seongnam, and I also mentioned Bundang being the main city within Seongnam. And in Korean, we would say 바람이 분다 when we want to say it's windy. And a cute way to say that would be 바람이 분당. 바람이 분당. 너무 귀엽지 않아요? I hope you got it correct. And if you did get it correct, you can check out if you're the lucky winner of our prizes on our playlist website, tbs.seoul.kr, every Monday. If you didn't get it correct, you still have tomorrow because we have quizzes ready for you every day from Monday through Friday. All right, we'll be wrapping up the show after listening to this song requested by 2589, Oh My Girls, Dolphin. All right, we have a few more messages before we wrap up the show. Ido, I just had my first choir rehearsal in 1.5 years last Sunday. My legs were killing me. I guess I need to build up my endurance again. Of course. I mean, because of COVID, everyone's been inside and we can't really go outside and walk around. So everyone's endurance has gotten down a little bit, I think. So it might be good to exercise again, too. I'm guilty of this as well. Thank you so much, Ido. -3012. Hi, Tia. I'm still ill since yesterday. I'm laying in bed, which isn't the best way to lose weight. I hope you feel better, Dash. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. You don't need to lose weight when you're sick in bed because honestly, I'm sure you don't really feel that great. I hope you feel better. Hang in there. Woo, fighting! All right, we have another message from 2589님. 왜 명절에 살이 찌죠? 명절은 음식 준비하는 육체 단련과 오랜만에 보는 식구들과의 정신적 밀당으로 전신 단련이 되어서 살찔 틈이 없어요. How do you gain weight during the holidays? You physically work out, preparing for all the food, and all the stressful conversations you have with your relatives takes all your mental energy. 이럴 수도 있겠네요. 저는 반대로 스트레스 받으면 먹는 스타일이어서요. 이럴 때 살이 덕 찝니다. thank you so much for sharing that. 힘내세요. 이제 명절이 끝났으니까 푹 쉬세요. All right. Unfortunately, that's all we have for today's show. Thank you for tuning in and sharing all of your diet tips with us. We'll be back with another topic tomorrow, which is returning to our normal lives after long holidays. Share some of your tips with us because I really need them too. 한국어 천재 is coming up next, which is my cue to say goodbye. The last song for today is Daughters by John Mayer. Hope you have a lovely evening. This was Tia, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye!